Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
They were younger guys, and they ate human flesh, but were they fine, though?
Oh, man, you remember that guy's tooth?
I mean, we're all, yeah.
Looked like the state of Nevada.
That one guy, like, man, I can't tell you where you were born. I don't know. I can't tell. The lead singer of Fine Young Cannibals, I couldn't, like, he was like... You know, they say America's the melting pot of all ethnicities and nationalities. He should be the face of that. He looks like everybody.
He's
combined.
From England.
Is he?
There they are.
Oh. They eat people over there.
Didn't Oak Ridge Boys do this cover?
It drives me crazy.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's from Birmingham, England, not Alabama.
He's not from Jefferson County?
No, no.
For years, I thought this was Aaron Neville.
I'll take away my heaven.
You hear him
the
tomorrow.
Touch the feel of cotton. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Get in fast. We got two lines open, and I'm going to tell you that we can say this name.
Oh, yeah.
How? Considering what it says. It says the guy's name, and then it says, thinks he might have a crazy girlfriend.
Maybe he's looking for protection.
I think we should do him a favor and change his name.
He wanted to say it.
All right,
then. He threatened to kick my ass if we didn't say it.
Let's go right now to. I was going to make a silly joke about somebody, and they would have got pissed about it if I did. Let's go to Ronnie. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Ronnie, I think I'll speak for the room. We're doing good. But I hope you. Ronnie's not your real name. I hope that's not the case. And you've made up a name. Because this is not a good idea to say you think you might have a crazy girlfriend.
I think I do.
You think you have a crazy girlfriend?
I think I do.
Let me get a pen, piece of paper so I can take notes and psychoanalyze you. What's going on with your... Well, first of all, let me ask you this. How long have you been an item? How long y'all been going together?
steady.
We've been dating each other for about 6 months. Okay. And, you know, just when I'm starting to get to know her, things are going really well. I'm seeing this weird side of her. Long story short, she's kind of obsessed with her dead cat.
Okay.
Are we using euphemisms here? You're saying that her pet feline.
I'm speaking about her pet feline. That is correct. Yes.
Deceased feline. God. Okay.
How's she obsessed with it? She trying to go to a psychic to talk to the cat? Does she not realize it has eight more lives?
that cat done used all its lives. I'll tell you that much right now.
Oh.
She's kind of acting strange when it comes to the cat. I'm just going to say that.
Okay.
It's, you know, We met on apps. You know, I was out of a 2-year relationship, and I found her and met through that Coffee Meets Bagel app. You heard of that?
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
it should be Hot Dog Meets Bagel.
I mean, we got there eventually, so, you know, it all worked out just fine. But we met on that, and it worked out, you know, for 6 months. Things are going great. And, you know, I'm not an animal person. I'll tell you that much right now.
More of a Hulk guy. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah, but she had this cat, and it's fine. It didn't bother me, whatever else. You know, it rubbed a dumb head on me sometimes, and it was fine. But, you know,
are we going to find out you killed the cat? You're already saying it's dumb, and you were okay.
I mean, I tolerated the thing. You know,
I apologize, but there's so much going through my head right now. Coffee Meets Bagel is a thing? Is that just for young professionals? Because, I mean, that's just a dumb name, is it not?
I mean,
I'm sorry.
It worked just fine, I thought, anyway. But
it's just the name is just kind of silly. Like
it is a little weird.
Are you looking for Mr. Right? Would you settle for Mr. Right now? It's Hot Dogs Down the Hallway, the new app for people who are looking to actually just play games. This is crap. Okay, so I'll take that off. Coffee Meets Bagel. I'll not talk about that anymore.
I gotta look that up now.
Really, have you heard of that one before, Nine?
But I think I might have heard the name, but I don't know if I didn't think it was a real thing, or I might have thought it was fake if I heard it.
Mm.
It sounds vaguely familiar, but I didn't think it was real.
Yeah. Okay. So you met her, and then did the cat die while you were in this relationship? While you've been together the last 6-7 months, whatever it was.
Yeah, so the cat passed away while we were seeing each other, and she kind of that's when she went crazy. You know, what happened with the cat was, you know, it got out, he got ran over, and it was really bad, to be honest. Like, it was traumatic, to say the least.
Yeah.
You know, the cat had one of those, it was like a doggy door for a cat. It was weird, but, you know, the cat got out, and it definitely, you know, got run over for sure.
That was,
you know, it's weird you say that because I never thought about that. They are just doggy doors. It's like pet segregation.
Yeah.
Dogs only.
Yeah, the cat shouldn't have been going in and out of that door because it might still be here today, but it definitely is flat as a pancake right down the middle. So,
bless it.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well. And, you know,
Fatboy thinks it's hilarious that the cat got run over and killed.
He said he definitely got run over.
He thinks it's the funniest thing.
Flat down the middle. But then you have to go, it's your pet. You have to scrape it up, right? You can't just leave it there and let everybody.
DOT, you get it.
Yeah, man, sometimes a stray cat or one of the neighborhood ferals will get hit by a car. And if it's right by the house, I'll go out there with the shovel and put it in a bag and put it in my trash can.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
What am I supposed to do with it?
It's kind of creepy.
Oh, you might get into heaven. You might.
Yeah. No, I just, you know, just clean them up. You know, kids running around and playing and stuff.
Cook them. Yeah.
They can get the dead cat.
No.
Nice kitty.
No. See, there was nobody to get dead animals out of the road when I was a kid, so we'd go poke them with sticks and stuff, and I don't want that happening on my watch.
God.
So the cat goes out the doggy door. Shame on the cat. And then he goes out there, and then he gets run slap over. And then she's just distraught. How did you have to do a service for the cat, a burial?
You know, we didn't do a service, but she did have the cat cremated. And, you know, she got the ashes back. And she took the ashes and she put them in his cat bed on top of an end table. And they're just sitting there. And it's weird because she talks to the damn urn.
Oh, dude. Like, you promise me right now that this is real?
This is 100% real. She has full-on conversations with this urn. I can't understand it. I understand she's upset the cat's dead, but, like, I mean, she just won't stop. She wants me to greet the cat when I come over.
That's odd.
She wants to invite the cat over when we're having a meal and bring the urn over and sit by us. It's weird. And the cat's dead. And I haven't told her that flat out, though. I don't know how to put it bluntly.
I think
her.
She knows the cat's dead.
She knows the cat's dead. She don't want to let go of that, though.
Yeah.
See, this must have been a really old cat, right? Like, she must have had it for humpteen years. I mean, that's
not... Yeah, they were together for probably like 7 or 8 years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you need to get over it now. 7 or 8 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a person, so. Has she lost anybody close to her, like human beings? You know, any family or anything?
I mean, not that I know of. I think, you know, both her parents still alive. Like, you know, grandparents still alive too. So I have no idea.
She take a lot of nerve pills.
Those be benzos, we call them these days.
I mean, she needs some sort of pill to calm her down or something, because it's just weird.
Well, we all agree differently, but this is kind of obsessive.
It's got to be harder too. If you don't have a lot of experience with death, and your pet dies, and it's like your first real experience. I mean, because I have a lot of experience with death in my life. I haven't died personally, but I know plenty of people who have. A buddy of mine, he's died 11 times.
Sure. I've seen the artwork in your living room. The theme is murder.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, but if you don't have experience with it, it's going to hit you really hard, you know, because I think about that sometimes, how hard it is for people who never had to deal with death growing up. All of a sudden, you're fully grown and you have to deal with it for the first time. That's got to be tough.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Can you just tell her to, you know, ease off a little?
I'm wondering what he's wanting. Are you just calling to say, how do I handle this? Are you asking what I think you're asking? And that is just for someone to say, yes, you should go now.
I mean, yeah, you know, I just want to know am I a bad guy if I break it off with her? I mean, I feel bad leaving her in this situation, but like, it's, you know, I can't tell her the dead cat is the reason I'm uncomfortable here. She's still so upset about it, you know?
What if I have Paige dress as a gypsy and come over and do a seance, and then Fat Boy will get under the table, do the voice of the cat.
I can work his arms.
Telling her, he tells her to meow. Do a cat voice. Let me go to the other side.
Well, the bit is there up. Let me be. Let me live in this urn.
Perhaps she needs some grief counseling, and you can suggest that to let go of the cat.
Let me tell you something. This is something you needed to find out real early. I know, stand by your man, stand by your woman. This is wacky.
What did the bobtail cat say to the other cat? Let me get some tail.
I mean, it is weird, but everybody grieves differently for one. And I tell you, I mean, it people don't get enough credit for when they lose an animal, because think about it. You have people you're close to, but the animal, usually you spend a good chunk of every single day with that animal for years on end. Whether they like it or not, you spend way more time with them than you do with any one person for the most part.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a pretty big loss. Hell, I've spent every day with my dog Inga for over 7 years now.
But you,
I mean, that'll be a major loss.
But even with that, Jimmy, you're as far as pets go, in my life, you're the guy who's the closest to their pets that I know. Realize I only know two people.
Oh, yeah.
But you,
Fat Boy hates his animals.
When something happens to Inga, I wonder what that's going to be like with you. It's not that you're going to go off the deep end.
It'll be a heavy loss. I mean, it will be, because, you know, every day for 7 years and counting.
Yeah.
Might need to take a couple days when it happens.
Maybe we all should.
We all should.
Yeah, we will.
In honor of her.
It's tough.
It is tough, but she's also a grown woman. So this, and look, I'm not trying, I know I'm not the animal person that a lot of people are, but that's bad. And I'm not making fun of mental illness, because this is a sign of it. You can tell me all day I'm wrong, but it is. If you're talking to an urn that is a cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But people go to gravestones and talk to them, and it's just, you know,
vandalize them,
a rock and some grass.
I don't do that.
I mean, you might.
But a lot of people do, and it's not looked at as weird like this, but it's the same thing.
You might, you know, with the grief counseling, and get someone to tell her that she needs to move on, and that will help her. But you might want to say that you need to grieve in private, because it kind of creeps me out. Meow. And that would be respectful.
Take me with you, Ronnie. Meow. Take me away.
I think the thing that makes it weird is for him to try to figure out how a person can be as close to the cat as they are to people, because that's what it seems like is, because, you know, I mean, if you did the same thing with like your dead uncle or your dad or something, then it wouldn't be weird. It's just weird because it's a cat.
Sorry, but it would still be weird.
But people can get away with it if it's a person they're talking to that's dead, because people talk to dead people all the time.
But if they bring it over and say
hey to my dad.
Say hello to my dad over there in the urn.
That person needs counseling too.
Yeah, I mean, most people do when they suffer a loss like that. Not many get it.
Yeah, it helps.
I still think you need to leave.
Well, somebody on text was asking if the sex was good enough to stay.
So far, it is.
Great question. And by the way, has she ever accidentally called you by the cat's name during sex?
Ooh.
that did not happen. No. But she does keep the door open so that the urn is within sight. I will say that. And
that's just odd.
Does she ever lay it on the bedroom floor and kneel down in front of it like the Undertaker?
I mean, is she deliberately keeping the door open so she can see the urn, or does she just live by herself and have sex with the door open?
I hope it's option two, but I mean, like, that urn is within eyeshot when we're having a good time.
If you don't have kids, don't you usually have sex with the door open? Why would you close it? There's nobody home.
Front door.
That's true.
There's no need to close it. You're there by yourself. No.
What are you doing to my mom, Ronnie? Meow.
Ronnie. Listen, it's time to go. Or I can put you in. I've got a friend of mine's on that show, Pet Ghostbusters. Pet Ghost Hunters, if you want to.
Get a kitten.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I nine, I would go with whatever nine says. Because nine is the pet person. He is the guy who I feel like you would grieve. I'm going to pre-pray. I'm going to pre-pray for when Inga passes.
Okay.
For you and our own sanity.
She's getting up there. She's 7 and a half almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, you look, you're concerned. You know her better than we do, and you're concerned. There's a reason you're concerned, no matter what we say. You see things that are concerning. I mean, you have to go over and greet an urn, essentially, which that is kind of strange. I would just say, given the time frame, you know, it's just part of an unusual grieving process, maybe. But usually I think that's something people keep more personal instead of making other people talk to the urn. That's where you get me. This is a little strange and concerning.
What, though, if she says, listen, to pay homage to the cat, we're going to start using litter boxes ourselves.
Oh, cool.
See, that's definitely out there. There are lines you can cross with this.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it made it worse that, you know, she saw the cat in that condition, all his guts shot out of his butt? It probably didn't help anything.
Oh, yeah. That's a great point, though, that you make.
Yeah, I mean, maybe tell you don't understand what's going on.
There's a good text. Was I grieving that time for Samson and Delilah, my two dogs that I witnessed being murdered by a car? When I tried to dig them up like an archaeologist, was that my way of grieving? Goodbye again.
Didn't you try to dig them up some years later?
It was about 2 years later.
Yeah, I don't think you were grieving them at that point. You were just...
That was punishment.
Childhood curiosity and lack of supervision. Same thing. I dug up a hamster one time after I buried it. I went back and dug it up a long time after.
Dig it up with your fart.
I wasn't grieving it. I just wanted to see what it looked like.
That's the thing, though, with pet urns and pet ashes and stuff. You know, there's a little bit of gerbil in there. You got a couple Pomeranians floating around, maybe some goldfish.
Yeah.
I don't know. With any of them, it's not. Okay.
Now, this text telling you to start meowing from the other room to mess with it, that might not be a good idea, but it's funny.
I hear the cat in the wall.
Yeah, Ronnie.
Has she ever seen Pet Cemetery? Oh. The first one, not the second one.
Yeah. You know, I got great closure. One time when I was a kid, I had a cat get hit by a car in front of me. Somebody in an old primered out Camaro ran over it and just, it was awful.
That's
right there in Poe Mill, you know, and they didn't stop. It was Poe Mill, a bunch of trash. If they had meth back then, they'd have been smoking it. But I got great closure. I got great closure from that because when we buried the cat, we sang for He's a Jolly Good Fellow and had a little service.
Aww.
So that helped.
Yeah.
He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
You really sing that?
Yeah.
He used to run from nine.
I didn't know what else to sing. You know, I was like five.
You conducted it yourself?
Well, yeah.
Anybody show up?
I believe I dug the hole.
For he's a jolly good fellow.
Did you dig the hole? Did you step on the ground?
I believe I dug the hole.
Aww.
All right, listen, Ronnie, if that is your real name, we need to break here. If you need to bounce, we invite you to listen in because we have some folks that have some advice and all of that stuff, okay? But I pray for your well-being.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a good morning. Thank you.
Rest in peace, kitty cat.
All you got to do is not talk to somebody, right? People do that all the time.
There's a bunch of people texting in. I know these are dudes, too. So, well, just get her another cat. You know, like if you hand her a kitten and she forgets about the other one entirely, that's dude logic. I love it.
No kidding.
Here's another one.
All right, we're going to get to the phone calls.
His name's Pookie.
A lot of these will probably be about pet death, I imagine.
Most likely.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys on the radio.com. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the daily podcast. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3 the planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning, T. It's 8:33. Generally speaking, most people are saying, even with the exception of Nine, who I think Nine, if he were being really honest, hanging out with the boys, would be like, "You nigga, it's a weird situation where."
Why are you calling me a liar?
He'd argue with you.
I'm not calling you a liar.
He just did.
I'm saying that you would not stand for a being in a relationship where a woman was talking to and inviting her dead cat to dinner, saying, "Hey, please address the cat when you come in the house."
Yeah, that's where it gets weird when you make other people. It's not personal, but you're making other people talk to it. That's where it gets strange to me.
I enjoyed the text that came in. For instance, this one says, "Ronnie needs to watch that show called Pet Physic. It's where they physic tries to talk to dead people's animals."
Oh,
and that comes from P1 Stanley Morgan Square.
It's right after the dog wiper on Fridays.
Dog wiper. Yeah.
Ew.
Just before a brand new toe bro. Okay. We'll go from dead dogs to nipples.
Yes. Dogs have a bunch of nipples.
Do we need to play the clip again? Or
I mean, we could if you want.
If you want to.
All right, we're going to give you an update on a P1 who called in for the All Advice Show involving her nipples. Here's a clip of that.
I used to work in a strip club, and I've had my belly button pierced. I just never got my nipples pierced, and seems like the right time to do it.
How large are your breasts and when they get in the way of anything? That's what I want to know.
I'm 5 foot tall, and I weigh about 107 pounds. They're about a handful.
Okay.
Well, that's fine.
Same. Is it weird to just do one and try it out, or is that odd? I mean, if you just do them, because to commit to both of them at the same time is a bit much.
I just don't think you could do one at a time and walk around with one nipple piercing.
I don't know. I've seen some nude pictorials of some ladies who'd have one done. It's like one done with a ring in it. It was kind of hot.
Yeah.
It was kind of really hot.
Yeah, would you get a barbell put in there, or the ring hoop, or Star David?
I would want the shield.
The shield? What is that?
It's like a barbell, but it has a piece on the front to keep from hitting it so much.
Oh, that's smart.
It's
like an OtterBox for your nipple ring.
Yeah.
Now, it's time to find out. Did she get her nipples pierced? Did she get one nipple pierced? Did she say, you know what? Go ahead and pierce all of it. We're going to find out now. P1 Lucky Charm, good morning.
Hey, y'all. Good morning.
Oh, look, it is really her.
Yep.
How are you doing? Are you in pain right now?
I'm good. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. That's a telltale sign. I'm trying to figure out without asking the obvious question here. Does it hurt when it's really, really cold inside the house? Does it hurt?
It's uncomfortable.
She knows when it's about to rain.
Oh, goodness.
Did you, I'm going to ask you a very simple question. The world is listening right now. Did you get your nipples pierced?
Yes, I did.
Yes!
Hear, hear. For she's a jolly good fellow. For she's a jolly good fellow.
That's what you do at funerals.
No.
All right, so tell us about this. Getting your nipples pierced. You'd mentioned previously you'd had some other piercings.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. Tell us about your journey.
Well, it did hurt, so don't let somebody tell you it doesn't. Okay. It hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a quick pain, and I did get both of them pierced.
You did.
At the same time.
You know, that's okay. You answered what I was going to ask, because if it hurt really bad on the one, I'm walking out with just one.
You're not coming back.
But if you have two grips on there going at one, two, three, boom, and then you do it, it's okay.
Well, it was one first and then the other.
Oh, it wasn't the same guy like on either side?
That's what I thought. You had double-handed it.
They usually do one at a time.
Oh, my God.
No, they wouldn't do it like that. It was one and then they had to do it the second one.
Were you wearing a mask?
No.
When you get your breast pierced, your nipples, do you just completely get topless in there, or you just pull your shirt up a little bit on the side?
Well, I had a spaghetti strap top, and so I just pulled it down.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Fat Boy's going for the sexy music now. Ahead,
yeah, Fat Boy's a big fan of this.
Now, I was looking at some of the shields, and the halo shields with diamonds is really pretty. So are you happy with what you got?
I am. Right now, I've got the regular barbell for the swelling and everything, but about 3 more weeks, I can change them.
Ooh.
Was he, and I wonder if he was just like taking his time, you know, if he was just kind of sitting there for a minute, soaking it all in.
Yeah, was this a real artist or some guy with a staple gun here re-engineered?
It was a girl that did it. I went to a tattoo shop.
It's getting better.
Nice.
Oh, she was really hot. She was hot.
Was she wearing a mask?
No.
Now, I wonder if she gets topless when she's piercing. You think about
I would
that.
Ask that they would.
She didn't miss them.
Oh.
They probably should all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, matter of fact, I've seen the guy we know who does piercing. Every time I've seen him do it, he had a mask on, even when not during a pandemic.
Oh, no. Well, he's got bad teeth.
There's always.
Sanitary.
I don't know who we're talking about.
Todd.
Oh, no. He has fine teeth.
Yeah, he does.
I was thinking of the other guy.
Yeah.
Did you almost not do it?
I did, but I drove all the way, so.
Yeah, because you had like an hour and a half drive or something.
You committed at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She pierced the one, and then she said, "Do you need to wait?" And I said, "Yeah." And then I said, "No, you know what? Just do the other one, or I'll change my mind."
Yeah. You didn't even have to go outside and smoke. You're like, let's just do it now.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't do that.
Oh, good for you.
Oh, man. It's just. I got like phantom pains right now, but you know, you said it was quick, so I guess it goes away.
But you know, the pain usually lasts about a week.
Yeah.
You do bleed and they swell a little, but you know, in general, it's been almost 3 weeks now, so it's.
Is it itchy at any point?
Unless I hit them, they don't.
Like when it's healing, it's, I mean, I didn't want itchy nipples would be weird.
You don't have to wear a trash bag when you take a shower.
So
you don't know. Do you have to put Kleenexes inside your bra just to so it doesn't rub against it?
No, I just don't wear a bra.
That makes more sense.
Hey.
God. Why bother at that point? Anyway. Yeah,
you're done wearing knitted sweaters, too.
And you got to show them off, right?
Yeah. Let me ask you this also, Lucky Charm. Is there a man in your life?
There is.
Is he a married man? Are you a married woman? Are y'all married to each
we
other?
We are.
All right. You just say you married each other?
Yeah, that's good. Clarify it.
Just get all the way down there.
How does he feel about them?
He loves them. They're really sexy.
Yeah.
Did he get his done, too?
No.
What would you do if he says, you know what, I like the way yours look. I'm thinking about going as well.
Oh, no.
I'd ride with him.
You can get a Jacob's Ladder, you know. Why stop at one?
Yeah,
go ahead
and get a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm for that freaky stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to get your piercings caught, though.
You have any other piercing aspirations? You mentioned you had the nether regions pierced in the previous call. Both nipples now. What else are we going to do?
Dermals?
Well, I don't actually have those piercings anymore. The bottom one wasn't very sufficient. It was just for looks.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the one I'm thinking would be the worst, you know, like, I shouldn't do this.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Actually, it hurt the least.
Really? Yeah. My gosh.
Might have missed.
Yeah.
It was touchy inner leg or something. That's wild. I'm glad you went through with it. We had a side bet here that, you know, you got cold feet. But you did it. I'm proud of you.
If you're happy.
I did it.
You ever get that feeling like when your blood pressure just drops all at once? That's what happened when Fat Boy started talking about the Jacob's Ladder thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's now I'm just like a formless pile of Michael Douglas in a chair.
So Lucky Charm, as we close out this call here, any advice to the women out there that are a little trepidatious about getting their nipples pierced?
I would say go for it. You do feel sexy. You want to show people, you know, like, let me show you.
Awesome.
That's true. Like, if you get your breasts done, it's like you can usually tell, or you'd have the occasional guy, remember down at Wild Wing, Jimmy, the guy said, hey, my wife got her boobs done. Show them, baby.
Yeah, show them.
We go over there, the little corridor there at the bathrooms. She plopped them right out.
I can't wait.
Thanks, squeeze.
With a piercing, you actually should say, well, I don't believe you. Show me. Yeah.
Show me. I got to see.
Yep,
well,
picture.
Lucky Charm, congratulations. Thank you. And anytime there's ever any other kind of piercing advice, situations, you let us know, okay?
I sure will. Thank y'all for having me on again.
All right. Thank you. Have a great morning.
Good day.
Y'all too.
Oh.
She's going to get that wand when she goes to concerts and stuff now, going around her boobs.
Slower at airports.
You hiding cigarette lighters in there, lady? You want to talk to a guy who wants to talk about his son getting pierced?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. Let's do it then.
P1 T-Bone Tone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your son, first of all, let's ask his age.
He's 25 now, but he was about 22 when he had it done.
Okay, what did he have done?
Well, he went to the local tattoo shop and had both of his nipples pierced, and he was all excited about having it done. But he sat down in the chair and told me that they went and put the barb through the first nipple, and he passed out.
Oh, goodness.
He didn't make it. And then he started getting the hot sweats. Was reluctant to get the second one done, but he got both of them done. They were pretty tender for him for a couple of weeks.
Like, Dad, lay off my nips. Hurts.
He's like, go ahead and do it. He already passed out.
I wanted to thump him in the tits every time he walked by me.
He's okay with that, man.
Dads are always fun, man. Fun. Dads are the best.
Nothing like playing Get Off My Johnson with your daddy.
No.
Really not.
That was a,
I've never heard a man say that about wanting to do that to his son in that particular way.
No.
You don't feel it, man, when he's saying that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was part of a laugh and
an uncomfortable laugh.
All right. T-Bone Tone, or Tony, whatever it was, thank you so much.
The call of the day right there.
That was the call of the day.
I've learned a lot, man.
Listen to that podcast today, and you'll hear what that real bad, awful word.
Yeah.
It'll send this world into chaos if we had let that go right on the radio. All right, we'll take a break. So nipples have been pierced, and 22-year-old men will pass out.
Yeah.
And their daddies will thump them in their breasts.
Mm-hmm.
All right, watch out. We'll come back. What you want to do? We got time for more calls, right?
Yeah.
All right, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. We're going to talk about piercings some more. Would you like to hear from Fatboy? Line one is a woman.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear from a woman who accidentally injured her son piercing his nose?
Yes.
Line one. It's P1 Be Evil. Good morning.
Hey guys, it was actually my daughter, and she turned 18 in the pandemic and wanted her nose pierced. So she ordered one of the $7 piercing things off of Amazon. And so it's kind of almost like a stapler, but it's like much smaller, like the size of your thumb or something. And so we didn't know it beforehand, but all the reviews say that they fail and break in the middle of it. And there's tons of YouTube videos of people crying because they have a gauge sticking halfway through their nose, like one of the little studs. And, so we got all prepared, hyped up to do it, drew the dot, and I did it, and I thought that it was successful because we made the agreement if it was sticking out of her nose, like, she would just pull it out. And it was almost through, and she started freaking out, and there was blood running down her nose, and she went in her room and cried for, like, 4 hours and yelled at me and was trying to take it out. And then she was trying to push it through for a really long time, and then it was so awful. And she was like mad at me for like a week about it. It was really bad.
Oh no!
Holy crap!
Did you do it just to save money?
Well, okay, so it was during the pandemic, and we tried to go to some piercing shops. I'm actually the one that we talked about my life in Cashers and how bad it sucks up there.
I remember you were talking about Tommy's Cafeteria.
Yeah. So it Castor sucks, and there's no piercing places near there, yeah. And so, and she's really cheap, and so she just thought she could do it. And there's so many successful videos on YouTube of people doing it, but if you type in failure with it, you see just girls on there for 24 hours crying,
trying to
push this thing in, and it's like the funniest thing. And so it was like I was trying so hard not to laugh at her while she has this thing sticking out of her nose. It was really funny.
God bless. I mean, you're going to end up saying you broke her nose or something.
No, I didn't break her nose. The thing breaks. So what happens is there's like a bead around the piercing stud, and you click it, and it goes flying off. So the thing broke in the middle of doing it. So it's like the piercing stud is almost like the shape of an arrowhead. So she had like the tip through, but she couldn't push the rest of it through. And that's basically what's happened to everybody. If you're looking at the piercing thing on Amazon, you can do your ears, you can do whatever with it, but they break and it's so thick that you can't pierce it through your skin. So you're just sitting there pushing and pushing and pushing, and it won't go in. And so she just had to take it out.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I hope she's okay. I hope you're okay. And leave the piercing to those experts out there that went to college for many years to become professional experts.
Absolutely.
Okay, be evil.
Absolutely.
All right.
I agree.
You have a good morning. Thank you.
See, that's how the kid learns to read the reviews before ordering something online.
Yeah. I do yours, you do mine.
Have you ever pierced anyone?
No.
I have.
Only with my eyes.
Yeah. With a needle and an ice cube. I did someone's piercing before. They made me do it.
Where?
They made you?
Well, yeah, when I was in high school, I did it.
They had a gun to your head?
No, and they were like, please, I want you to do my ears.
That's asking, not me.
And it had alcohol involved, so.
yes, of course it did.
Was it just in the lobe, or was it like one of those that goes up on the...
Oh, in the top part? No, it was on the lobe. It was a guy.
It's like the ear hood.
They always have bad ideas when they're drinking.
I got my hood pierced, my ear hood.
Right? No. Nothing kinky.
Trisha Yearwood has a piercing. Let's go to Anonymous on 4. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Pretty good. Are you getting a piercing right now? Are you in the waiting room? What's going on?
No, I'm actually at work, tucked away, so I don't get seen on the phone.
Okay, good. Hide out. What's going on?
No, a lot. Heard y'all was talking about piercings, and a couple years ago, when I still lived foolishly, like a child. I had to do a little bit of time in county, and while I was in there, I got really bored, so I pierced my tongue with an Afro pick.
Oh!
Like, did you go fist in with the Afro pick?
No, I ordered one offline, and the outside two teeth on the pick.
You could order stuff
thicker.
In jail? Online?
Well, not online, but not online. Commentary, my bad. I meant to say commentary.
Oh, yeah.
Commentary.
Yeah. And I got this little Afro pick and had one of the guys in there who had done tattoos and piercings. And he, we sharpened it down and I sterilized it with like a little alcohol swab. And we just did a, it wasn't smooth. It got stuck when it went through and didn't come through the top.
Gotcha.
So he had to, he's like, dude. And I was like, you're good. Do, yeah, so.
I'm getting the sweats.
You still got it?
The Afro pick?
Yeah, I still wear it. Okay. Not the Afro pick. We had to get rid of it because we'd gotten in trouble for having it because it was sharpened to a point. So.
Dr. Van. This should have ordered a file or something and broke out.
My goodness.
No, I was good. I was just bored.
When he was piercing you, was anybody pushing?
No, it was just him. He had on gloves. We took some from the cleaning kit.
Yeah.
And he just held my tongue and he pushed through the bottom. We had like four guys standing blocking the camera from seeing us.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
They're like, look, you know what they're doing in that circle? Guys, I can see his tongue's out and the other guy's got his hand in his mouth.
We don't have to watch it.
Wait, I'm going to watch. I'm going to look away. Thanks for the great story, Anonymous. Thank you. I await your book on Audible.
All right, stories.
We're going to take us a little break here.
Dudes are the only people who do that, by the way. Yeah, I was bored, so I told my buddy to stab a hole through my tongue. Bored.
It's true.
I've heard of all the different things you can make weapons out of. I've never heard that you can take an Afro pick and turn it into a piercing gun.
Oh, yeah, dude. In prison, anything's a weapon. You'd be shocked what you can do with like a plastic toothbrush and a little bit of plastic wrap.
Oh, wow. You just helped us come up with your punishment. We've been trying to figure out for all this
stabbing
time.
Stabbing me.
Clean your back.
Captain stabbing. Paige, yeah. What's up in the
All
place?
Right, well, Showtime is reviving one of their beloved shows. I'll tell you which one is coming back next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Never had Showtime, man. Never had
I believe it.
I had
too hard to click the button?
No, I right? just never had it.
Yeah.
Never watched. I don't know any of their shows.
Oh, you know some of their shows. You got to know Shameless.
I'm aware of them. I just never watched them.
Oh, okay.
Them. Yeah. All right, we'll talk about the revival of some kind right after this. Good morning, everybody.
There is no sanity permeating from this morning show. It's a virus that is spreading across the earth at an alarming rate.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.